It's been really interesting to track what people have been thinking over the last few years about how bevacizumab works. It's really fascinating. I talked to, you know, Lee Ellis and those guys and colon cancer and Kathy and breast cancer. But, you know, sort of globally looking back at this, like maybe a community-based oncologist would be looking at it. One of the things that comes across is this whole concept that maybe it's not just anti-angiogenic and this whole thing of normalizing the vasculature and delivering chemotherapy. How does that strike you?
Well, that probably is why you get higher response rates, at least initially. The thought is that at least initially you do have increased delivery of chemotherapy to cancer cells because you normalize the vasculature, and that it may very well be that after a period of months, as you give chronic therapy, you then reduce the overall microvasculature, and then it's more of what you traditionally think of as the anti-angiogenic effect.
A related factor, and you mentioned this before, is whether we can predict responsiveness, which has been pretty frustrating up to now. You were mentioning the isoforms. Anything that looks promising to you?
Unfortunately, so far what we've looked at has been disappointing in Kathy's trial, as well as in Alan's lung cancer trial, the ECOG 4599 trial. A whole variety of things were looked at, and you would think intuitively those patients with high VEGF level, something that simple, you would hope it would be something that simple, that those with high VEGF levels would have a disproportionate benefit with an anti-VEGF therapy. It turns out it had nothing to do with that. Those with high VEGF levels did no differently than those with low VEGF levels, and a whole number of other angiogenic markers as well. You know, it's difficult to know.